Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The election is less than 2 weeks away. Current polls have Democratic candidate Biden in the lead. Rural America delivered the difference in the last election. I think most of us have been pleased with President Trump's positions on issues that we care about. But let's think about what changes a Biden presidency would bring. Trade. Biden is expected to get rid of a lot of the tariffs. Trump has used tariffs to pressure other countries to give the United States better access to their markets, and in the case of China, to stop the theft of our intellectual property. It is debated how effective the tariff weapon has been. However, I would argue that the Phase One deal on ag trade with China seems to be selling a lot of corn and soybeans and beef and pork and chicken. The Chinese agreement is in writing, signed, and fully enforceable. Ag subsidies. With the coronavirus and the trade war, billions of dollars have been provided to help the farm and ranch industry through these hard times. But you can expect that money faucet to be turned off by whoever is elected. Regulations. President Trump has fought against overregulation. American agriculture strongly opposes government interference in our private business. Don't tell us we can't dig a ditch or tile a wet spot. If there is oil in the ground, drill, baby, drill. We used to be dependent on the Middle East for oil and gas. Not today. We are a net exporter. There is no debate. President Biden will want more regulations. Tax policy. For farmers and small family businesses, the tax position of the Democratic Party is a serious concern. I accept that with our soaring debt, we can justify higher taxes on the rich. But what about the family farms and small businesses? How can family businesses keep going if the death tax comes and takes away half of our farm? In 2017, the estate tax law exemption was raised to $11.58 million. But in 2025, it will drop back to $5.8 million. Will a Biden administration support legislation to keep the exemption where it is today? If the exemption fell back down, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation, 156,000 farms would see the death tax steal their business. When a small business owner dies and suddenly the estate has a huge tax bill, oftentimes they have to sell the business to pay the tax. We lose another family business. I would hope our elected politicians appreciate that. The late Yale social scientist William Summers called them the forgotten man. He works, he votes, generally he prays, but he always pays. And that's it for this week. And I'm John Block from Washington.